In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Going to be talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's a beautiful Friday here.
It is. It was a little cooler yesterday, but we're going to warm up a little bit, and I think we're going to have some warmer weather as well coming in. But I think overall, I think we're starting to head towards fall finally.
Yeah, it should be a nice day for the Popeye Parade tomorrow and all the festivities that they're going to have and
exactly.
Throughout the weekend.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break out of the way here, and we'll come back and talk again. We're talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz here on the People Speak, and we'll be right back. 9:33, I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz, and joining us right now, we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Just go ahead and ad-lib for me. I'm talking to Nathan. So we've got a lot to catch up on, but it's always good to see Nathan.
It's good
I've
to see you, too.
I've been around for years, so it's really good to see him. And, you know, this is unusual, Jeff. I'm on twice this week.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys owed me a day, so I thought it'd be a good day to talk about our Bulldog stuff. With the first game tonight, the first home game.
Right.
That's always kind of exciting. And yesterday I did mention our short sleeve t-shirts, and that was the big thing yesterday evening. They were coming in getting short sleeve t-shirts for the game. And we got them in blue, gray, and black. And you know, we were talking about it's a little more humid today than we thought it was going to be. So I think that short sleeve t-shirt may feel good tonight. Although we do have long sleeve t-shirts and crew neck sweatshirts and hoodies and sweatshirts. Plus, we have all kinds of Bulldog caps. We have windbreakers, nylon vests, sweatpants, just a whole lot for the students, the fans, and the Bulldog alumni. So it'll be a great way to start the season at home this year with some of the new Sparta Bulldog stuff that we have. And before I leave, I will just mention about the summer sale items. We still have the big rack of $19.95 and $14.99 shirts, the Hager shorts, and a group of Levi denim shorts that we have. All that's on sale. So we hope your listeners will come down to see it. And I'll let you get back to Nathan now, and you guys can finish your program.
All right, Robert. Thanks
it's
for stopping by.
Good to see you, Nathan.
Good to
always,
see you too, Robert.
Always.
All right, Robert from Hooker's Men's Store here joining us this morning. Stop in and see the selection he's got in the store. And,
all right, good seeing you.
Again, this is the People Speak, 9:35, and we are talking with State Representative Nathan Reitz. And not a lot going on right now.
No, not a lot. I've been hosting a lot of satellite office hours since the last time that we met. I've had them in Sparta, Stillville, Dupo, East Carondelet, Cahokia, Sauget. Mm. And then last night I was in Fayetteville and St. Laborie.
And those are an opportunity for people to come in and just sit down and talk and express if they've got an issue or something they want to talk about.
Yeah, express any issues or concerns. Just come in to say hi. I've done a few FOID cards while I've been at some of these. Some of them I've had nobody show up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my next ones, in case there's anybody out there from the New Athens-Marissa area, I'm doing satellite office hours in New Athens from 5 to 6 next Tuesday the 10th, and 6:30 to 7:30 in Marissa. And then the following week I'm in Millstadt. And that should about wrap up the district, all the towns. I should have hit them all then. Okay.
Everyone had an opportunity, if they chose to, you know, to come in and talk with you.
Yeah, and I'll be rescheduling other ones later this winter or early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give people a chance to come in and, like I said, express their interest, because Redbud's a little dry for some people.
True.
And, you know, people that work Monday through Friday.
Right, the hours.
They have an opportunity to come in and hopefully after work and see me without having to drive too far. So that's another, that's a nice thing that I think Jerry did it as well. And I think Senator Schimpf does it throughout the district. And it's just a nice way for people to be able to come in and not have to drive as far to see you.
Right. So when does the fall legislative session actually get underway?
The veto session is, I believe it's the 28th, 29th, and 30th of October. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the last couple days in October.
Still a little ways off.
And there's 3 days scheduled in November as well.
So anything right now going on that's...
Don't know a whole lot that'll be going into veto right now. Some of the things that, and I think we talked about the Property Relief Task Force. So the meetings officially started on that. And we've had two meetings right now. The first one was to allow people to teleconference or call in. That way not everybody had to make it to Springfield or Chicago. And the second meeting, there was a presentation from Department of Revenue. And then so the subcommittees have been sent out already. They've decided what subcommittees there's going to be. So the subcommittees are going to be assessment and exemptions, government consolidation, social and economic disparities, PTEL, local pensions, school funding, and TIF. And I am in the school funding subcommittee. So we have a meeting, I believe, scheduled for next week and the next few weeks after that, and try to get a report finished from that committee by early October. Okay. So that's something that, you know, most people that you talk to, the property taxes have definitely gone up. And with some of the other tax increases that we've talked about in previous months, you know, with the gasoline tax that was added and some of the other fees that were increased, you know, if we can at least find a way to relieve some property tax burden, it's going to help some with the extra taxes at least. And everybody's going to be on an even playing field. You know, different counties you go to are taxed obviously higher than others.
Right.
So it's finding out, you know, what all makes that happen and how to help eliminate some of that burden.
Right. Yeah, taxes get a little confusing at times, too. And, you know, I mean, some people, you know, I mean, nobody likes to pay taxes, but yet without taxes, government shuts down. I mean,
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how some of the other states that don't do property taxes, where exactly they make it up at.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fund your schools and all other forms of government.
Right. I know, I think Missouri has like a personal property tax.
Correct.
But if you look at it that way, then you buy a car, well, you're paying a tax on it every year after you buy it, where here you buy it and you pay the tax on it, and then you're done with it.
And then you're done with it, yeah.
So you don't pay an annual
correct.
Personal property tax. Yep. But so
one of the things Robert talked about, the shooting complex,
mm-hmm.
you know, the grand, from the days that I was out there, it seemed to go over well. And one of the things that on August the 5th, they did the strategic planning reports were put out, and they are actually online for people to look at if they want to look at them. So the strategic planning report for the Pyramid State Park and the shooting complex.
Mm-hmm.
And the address is https:// econdev.siu.edu/. So if people want to get on there and look at those reports, they're very good reports put together on both both places, and ways to increase usage and promote Pyramid and the Shooting Complex.
Right. Both places have a lot of potential.
They do. They're beautiful places, and people need to get out and experience them, especially. And if we can draw people from out of the area, I mean, that's tourism dollars are needed, and this is one way that we can get people in the area.
Right.
So those reports they're put together very well. It's one thing that SIU does as a free service for our community. Another thing with the shooting complex was that the governor came out to the shooting complex and signed House Bill 3623, which we had talked about earlier, which was the Apprentice Hunter Bill. So it was very nice to have him come to Randolph County and come out to the shooting complex and get to see everything that it had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And he commented on, you know, how nice it was, and I'm certain that he said that he was going to make sure that we had funding to keep improving it. So
right. So I was just looking over the list of people that were on that committee, that task force, and quite a diverse group of people.
Yeah, there were. Senator Schimpf was kind of he was the legislative leader of the task force. And yeah, there were a lot of people involved in it from a lot of different areas. I don't remember exactly who everyone was that were involved, but there were the reports are very well put together and very organized, and they show that, you know, these are vital assets for our community.
Exactly. I mean, economy-wise, they bring a lot of money into this area, especially during the Grand American. If other events and other activities could be gotten in out there on a, you know, on an annual basis, that would be additional economic impact to this area.
Yeah, early, probably mid August, the Community Banker Association actually had a meeting, little meeting, and had invited legislators and Senator Plummer, Terry Bryant, Representative Bryant, Representative Severin. I'm forgetting somebody, I believe. But anyway, a few of us were out there and got to participate in they had a clay shoot and just kind of had an informal meeting. But it also brought people from, I know I met a lady from Peoria that was with the community banker. So it brought people down, and I know they all enjoyed themselves out here. And I had never been out to the clay shooting area, so that was actually really nice to see and participate in as well. And
you know, people think of, you know, trap shooting and that, you know, when they think of the shooting complex, but there are actually other venues. I know they've had cowboy shoots out there. They had all kinds of other events other than just trap shooting.
Yeah, anybody who said I had never really went clay shooting a lot, but it's definitely a nice course, and it's enjoyable and pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at some of the strengths that they identified, they gave it advantages over similar type of facilities. Include the facility itself. The event center is really nice.
The event center it's a very nice place, and there's quite a few weddings and events out there throughout the year. I think one of the biggest things is finding ways to market the whole complex throughout the year. I mean, we all know the Junior Scholastic shoot, all the high school shoots that are out there,
right?
And the Grand are large,
mm-hmm.
But you have to find a way to keep the whole place or part of the place busy throughout the whole year.
Right. You know, it's kind of like working in radio. I mean, you have to market it. You have to let people know what you're offering and what you have available. You know, what you're doing. you know, why they should listen. You know, I mean, it's kind of the same way with this. You want to let them know, you know, okay, the grand is not going on now. I mean, people around here, when the grand is going on, know that the grand is going on. You get beyond that, then it kind of fades a little bit as far as, well, I don't know what they got going on out there. Man, now
I know there's leagues, there's trap shooting and clay shooting leagues that go on out there, and I don't know exactly what night they are, but they're
a lot of different organizations will also hold their own on their clay shoots,
have fundraisers out there. Yeah, and that's a night. It is used, but I think we could use it more. And so that report, it's very in depth, and there's a lot of good things.
The grounds was another thing there. They gave as one of the strength. I mean, that is a huge area.
It is, and Director Callahan was at the when the planning reports were presented. She was there, and she did say that there were some of the things that were in the report that they were already working on, you know, making some of those improvements. So if we can keep working on the shooting complex and find ways to make it usable all year long, not only for us around here, but to have events there, have other people come in and use it. I mean, I've heard people talk about, you know, could it be for ATVs? You know, could you have an ATV park out there? There's plenty of ground. And just find ways to keep people coming to the area.
I know they've even had concerts out there in the past.
They have, and I've been to two of them, or at least one of them, and they were nice events. And if we can find a way to bring an act in here that would draw people, that
I'd always said, looking at it, that area behind was the restaurant up there, where it has that overlook there. It kind of slopes down. I thought, boy, it would take some funding to do, but that would make a nice amphitheater.
Nice amphitheater down there, yeah. Yeah, it would. It's a very, very beautiful setting right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's potential there.
Yeah, one of the other things that we had the same day the governor came down and signed that Apprentice Hunter bill, that we had a Southwestern Illinois Connector Task Force meeting out there, and it was well attended. Someone from IDOT came and gave a very good kind of lay of the land on IDOT's standpoint on how you can make a case for your four-lane expressway. So there were a few elected officials that came from Mayor Spencer was there, and then a couple people from the city of Sparta were there, and a few others besides the task force members. So it was nice to have some public input as well.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Wrights here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Got a couple minutes left in the program talking with State Representative Nathan Wrights, and yeah, a couple other things here.
One of the things, DuQuoin State Fair. Anybody who got a chance to go over there, I know there was some very, very good weather.
There was for the fair. It's usually either raining or hot. And this year there was a couple of nice days.
Yeah, there was a little bit of rain, but for the most part it was very nice. I was able to go over there for the opening or the ribbon cutting for the parade and then Saturday there were a couple events that I attended, and then Sunday there was a Veterans Day celebration, which was very moving because they had the Black Tigers, which are made up of people from different branches of the military, from that they're retired, and they did a presentation for people who've lost their lives in the military, and they had Gold Star moms and other people that have lost family members, and had a very, very nice tribute that they did that day. And then went over and got to go sell ducks for Special Olympics as well with Representative Severin and Representative Bryant. I think they made their goal of selling 10,000 ducks during the thing. And I did see, I think yesterday or the day before, there was a release on the revenues. Revenues were up 37%. Wow. And the grandstand was up 26% this year. So sounds like both state fairs had very good increases this year, which is nice to see.
Well, that says a little bit, too, about the new manager over there.
Yeah, yeah, Josh. I think Josh does a very good job over there, and I think he'll continue to do a good job.
I knew him from my years in politics and knew him being from Perry County originally and that, and I mean, couldn't talk to a nicer guy. I mean,
no, Josh, he's a very good one. A couple other things that I have been able to attend, just a few of them. There was the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance meeting.
Okay.
It was nice to go and listen to the different topics that were discussed. You know, they discussed various issues throughout the region. And I don't remember if that was kind of the middle, early August maybe. But then August 31st was Overdose Awareness Day.
Okay.
So, and we all know, you know, we have to do more to address the opioid crisis that's throughout the state and region.
True. Well, looks like we're out of time, but we'll pick up on that next time. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you again on Monday.